Episode 52 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb. TechCrunch named Stitcher one of the 20 best iOS and Android apps of 2012. Get it now. Today we'll read Exodus 32, where we see the Israelites commit an amazing act with the help of Moses' brother, Aaron, and Matthew chapter 4, where the enemy attempts to derail the gospel. We'll read from the NET Bible. Exodus chapter 32. When the people saw that Moses delayed in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Get up, make us gods that will go before us. As for this fellow Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." So Aaron said to them, "Break off the gold earrings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people broke off the gold earrings that were on their ears and brought them to Aaron. He accepted the gold from them, fashioned it with an engraving tool, and made a molten calf. Then they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow we will feast to the Lord." So they got up early on the next day and offered up burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Go quickly, descend, because your people, whom you brought up from the land of Egypt, have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way that I commanded them. They have made for themselves a molten calf, and have bowed down to it, and sacrificed to it, and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt.'" Then the Lord said to Moses, "I have seen this people. Look what a stiff-necked people they are. So now, leave me alone so that my anger can burn against them and I can destroy them, and I will make from you a great nation." But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God and said, "O Lord, why does your anger burn against your people, whom you have brought out from the land of Egypt, with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'For evil he led them out to kill them in the mountains and to destroy them from the face of the earth'? Turn from your burning anger and relent of this evil against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by yourself and told them, 'I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken about I will give to your descendants, and they will inherit it forever.'" Then the Lord relented over the evil that he had said he would do to his people. Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands. The tablets were written on both sides. They were written on the front and on the back. Now the tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "It is the sound of war in the camp." Moses said, "It is not the sound of those who shout for victory, nor is it the sound of those who cry because they are overcome, but the sound of singing I hear." When he approached the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, Moses became extremely angry. He threw the tablets from his hands and broke them to pieces at the bottom of the mountain. He took the calf they had made and burned it in the fire, ground it to powder, poured it out on the water, and made the Israelites drink it. Moses said to Aaron, "What did this people do to you that you have brought on them so great a sin?" Aaron said, "Do not let your anger burn hot, my lord. You know these people, that they tend to evil. They said to me, 'Make us gods that will go before us.' For as for this fellow Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has happened to him." So I said to them, "Whoever has gold, break it off." So they gave it to me, and I threw it into the fire, and this calf came out. Moses saw that the people were running wild, for Aaron had let them get completely out of control, causing derision from their enemies. So Moses stood at the entrance of the camp and said, "Whoever is for the Lord, come to me." All the Levites gathered around him, and he said to them, "Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, each man fasten his sword on his side, and go back and forth from entrance to entrance throughout the camp, and each one kill his brother, his friend, and his neighbor." The Levites did what Moses ordered, and that day about 3,000 men of the people died. Moses said, You have been consecrated today for the Lord, for each of you was against his son or against his brother. So he has given a blessing to you today. The next day, Moses said to the people, You have committed a very serious sin, but now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement on behalf of your sin. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, Alas, this people has committed a very serious sin, and they have made for themselves gods of gold. But now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, wipe me out from your book that you have written. The Lord said to Moses, Whoever has sinned against me, that person I will wipe out of my book. So now go, lead the people to the place I have spoken to you about. See, my angel will go before you, but on the day that I punish, I will indeed punish them for their sin. And the Lord sent a plague on the people because they had made the calf, the one Aaron made. Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was famished. The tempter came to him and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But he answered, It is written, Man does not live by bread alone, but by the very word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city, had him stand on the highest point of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and with their hands they will lift you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, Once again, it is written, You are not to put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their grandeur. And he said to him, I will give you all these things if you throw yourself to the ground and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, Go away, Satan, for it is written, You are to worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil left him, and angels came and began ministering to his needs. Now when Jesus heard that John had been imprisoned, he went into Galilee. While in Galilee, he moved from Nazareth to make his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet would be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way by the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light, and on those who sit in the region and shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time Jesus began to preach this message, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. He said to them, Follow me, and I will turn you into fishers of people. They left their nets immediately and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. Then he called them. They immediately left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of disease and sickness among the people. So a report about him spread throughout Syria. People brought to him all who suffered with various illnesses and afflictions, those who had seizures, paralytics, and those possessed by demons, and he healed them. And large crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan River. May God bless the reading of His Word. Did you notice how, like a little kid caught with his hand in the cookie jar, Aaron sounded? He said, The people gave me their gold, and I threw it into the fire, and this calf came out. If it wasn't such an egregious sin, it would be funny. Except, here's the thing. How often do we make lame excuses for our own sin? And then the enemy confronted Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. He knew that if he could get Jesus to quit his mission before it ever started, he'd have it made. He even used a ploy that is still being used to this very day. He twisted scripture for his own purposes. And then Jesus did what must always be done. He uses the Word of God accurately and skillfully to counter the half-truths of the enemy. And that, my friend, is why you are to be commended for joining me on this journey through the Bible. No matter how many times you hear it or read it, you're never finished. This is my third time narrating the Bible, and I still need more. I will need more until the day that I meet the Word face to face. The book of John tells us that in the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that Jesus is the Word. I'll continue to read the Word here on earth until I see the Word incarnate face to face in heaven. Hallelujah. Stitcher. Don't have it? Get it free today in the iOS App Store or the Android Market, or Stitcher.com. There's a link for it at lifespringmedia.com. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.